Mr. President, Excellencies, and colleagues, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Least Developed Countries Group. The Least Developed Country Group appreciates the efforts of the Secretariat in organizing this panel and in preparing the background note for this session. We also would like to thank all the panelists for their insightful remarks. The LDCs group aligns itself with the statement delivered by Cambodia on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. Net zero emission is vital to preserve the planet, and sustainable energy transition is the way to reach this milestone. Current sustainable energy technologies require critical energy transition minerals, consequently making the energy transition conditional upon the availability and affordability of such minerals and technologies. Critical energy transition minerals can facilitate structural transformation of countries that produce it and provide opportunity for sustainable energy transition to all countries. However, the risks of continuous cycle of commodity dependence, market concentration, unethical market practices, value chain disruption, unfair benefit sharing, environmental degradation, and violation of human rights persist. The inadequate access to finance and limited technological know-how continues to be a huge barrier to sustainable energy transition. This adds to the inequalities among countries and people. Therefore, the following are the fundamental questions before us. Number one, how to ensure long-term and sustainable economic transformation of developing countries through the CETM? Number two, how to make the CETM and sustainable energy technologies more affordable and accessible to all? Number three, how to address environmental, social, and economic cost of the CETM? Mr. President, in order to address these fundamental questions, the LDC Group believes that the CETM management must take the following into account. Number one, equitable benefit sharing, particularly in community level, suitable local value addition and reasonable creation of decent jobs. Number two, meaningful partnership through technology transfer and access to finance. Number three, ethical and resilient market mechanism in order to ensure transparency, affordability, accessibility, and predictability of the CETM. Number four, enhancing circularity to offset extraction pressure. Number five, addressing the needs of countries lacking CETM reserves, especially the LDCs, SEEDs, and landlocked developing countries. Number six, ensuring continuous research for more efficient energy technologies. Number seven, soldering common but differentiated responsibilities. LDC Group commends the UN initiative to formulate internationally agreed principles on fair, just, and sustainable management of CETM. We appreciate the UN Interagency Initiative launched in 2023 on harnessing critical energy transition minerals for sustainable development in landlocked developing countries and the LDCs, aimed at creating a UN framework and just transition for CETM. We also support UNCTAD's leading role in this initiative. Finally, we have to accommodate the needs of the countries lacking the reserves of CETM or lacking the finance and technologies to harness the reserves. I thank you, Mr. President.